If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Someone, Patrice, and Scott Crawford. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. We are living in peculiar times in church history. Since the Second Vatican Council, the attitude seems to be that almost everyone goes to heaven, and that there is no need to convert to Catholicism. In fact, apparently Pope Francis chastised a woman for converting someone a few years ago. All religions are the same. God loves everyone and understands, and He is all merciful. I remember attending an RCIA class at a Novus Ordo church not too long ago. Someone I knew had studied on his own about Catholicism and wanted to convert. Knowing the bad theology that would come from RCIA, as I'd had previous experience with this particular group, I tried to steer him over to the SSPX, but he was hesitant. I understood and agreed, and we attended the Novus Ordo RCIA. The woman in charge gave a lecture one night where she proceeded to proclaim that the Council of Trent no longer applied and that the Second Vatican Council trumps everything, promoting the belief that basically everyone is saved. One of the converts rightfully asked, "If we are born saved, then why become Catholic?" I don't really remember the answer she gave, just that someone mentioned purgatory and she said, "We don't even know if that's real." Of course, both of these statements are false. We are born damned and need to be saved, and purgatory is absolutely real. We went home and never went back. He said he couldn't do it there, knowing this woman was lying to converts. We tried a different church, but he was transferred with his job, and he never finished. People have asked me why I didn't challenge her. Well, because I knew it would do no good. I've been to enough RCIAs, First Communions, and First Confession classes over the years at different churches in the area under different priests and bishops to know that this is standard operating procedure. The Second Vatican Council trumps all other councils, including Trent. That's the attitude in the mainstream church today. And you can see it in the mainstream Catholic commentators on YouTube and other platforms. They are constantly quoting the Second Vatican Council and the conciliar and post-conciliar popes, such as John Paul II, and very rarely quote anything before it. The council was inspired by theologians that were previously at least highly criticized, if not censored or condemned. Karl Rahner was condemned prior to the council, but that condemnation was lifted and he was made an advisor to the council, a paratus, or a theological expert. Rahner believed that being a Christian wasn't always necessary to be saved, that God's grace came into the world through Christ's sacrifice, but can be distributed through non-Christian religions. Yves Congar, also condemned before the council, then made an architect of it, believed similar. The works of Hans-Urs von Balthasar, who wrote, "Dare We Hope That All Men Are Saved," was also influential at the council, though he didn't attend. These and others are the architects of the new theology that came out of Vatican II. And indifferentism, syncretism, and a belief in near universal salvation are the fruits of the new theology. Of course, there are those at the council and those in the Novus Ordo today who don't agree with that, but they're not the ones who are in charge. My wife and I took a trip to Colorado. For Mass, we went to St. Isidore's in Watkins. And let me tell you, that choir is out of this world. I like the choir at my chapel, and many times I've been brought to the top of the mountain with their singing, but the choir at St. Isidore's sounded like a professional recording. In fact, I thought maybe it was, but I looked in the balcony and there they were. Something tells me that not just anyone can join, but I could be wrong. As I was sitting enjoying one of the most inspiring high masses I have ever attended, that little doubt in the back of my mind struck me for a brief moment. The one brought on by the constant barrage of Novus Ordo Catholics telling us that we are in schism, we are sinning by going to the SSPX, and that we are no different than Protestants. You see, we SSPXers get it on all sides. Not only do we have to suffer Protestants for being Catholic, but we have to suffer fellow Catholics for being traditional, and we suffer sedevacantists for sitting on the fence, so to speak. I could care less what Protestants and Sedevacantists think, but regular Catholics, that one stings a little bit. I did spend 30 years in the Novus Ordo. But then it hit me. If the new theology based on the spirit of Vatican II is correct, then if we are schismatics, which we're not, but for the sake of argument, let's say that we are. Who cares? Almost everyone gets saved as long as they are being true to their conscience, right? And it is a matter of conscience that every traditionalist is a traditionalist. Do these same people who accuse us of schism give the same warnings of damnation to the Orthodox? If we are no different than Protestants, do they tell their friends and family who are actually Protestants to submit to the authority of the current magisterium lest they go to hell like they do us? Do they warn their Buddhist, Hindu, and Muslim acquaintances to become Catholic lest they be damned? Or do they say, of course the Orthodox churches are just as much the original church as we are and have no less of a chance of being saved than we do? Of course Protestants can be saved. In fact, I believe most Protestants will be saved. The church is pretty clear. You don't necessarily have to be Catholic or even Christian to be saved. There are Buddhists, Hindus, and Muslims in heaven right now. Jews? Well, they're God's chosen people. Many Jews go to heaven. Are they as heavy-handed with them as they are with us? I doubt it. But this idea of near universal salvation is so rampant in the Novus Ordo, to the point that I have personally seen RCI directors and volunteers try to talk people out of joining the Catholic Church because being Catholic is not necessary for salvation. And don't say that that's an isolated incident. There have been reports all over the world for decades of this, but somehow it doesn't apply to traditional Catholics. Literally everyone is going to heaven except those of us who wish to continue practicing the traditional faith and Nazis. Because, you know, the one person everyone is sure is in hell is Adolf Hitler. There was an official LGBTQ pilgrimage to the Vatican for the Year of Mercy in September. But for some reason, the SSPX pilgrimage that also took place lost its official status and was erased from the official list. And of course, Pope Leo XIV met with the heretic gay activist priest James Martin, who said that Leo told him that he intended to continue Pope Francis's policy of LGBTQ plus acceptance in the church and encouraged him to keep up his advocacy. The message couldn't be any clearer. The mainstream church wants to play ball with everyone in the world who hates and wants to destroy the Catholic Church and shuns those of us who love the Catholic Church. Only trads and Nazis go to hell and everyone else goes to heaven cannot be the case. It makes no sense. Those who keep the commandments go to hell, and those who freely break and are in active rebellion against them go to heaven. That's what you're saying. Except perhaps for Nazis and Adolf Hitler, the exact opposite is true. It doesn't matter that the Vatican wants to welcome the LGBTQ community and shun the SSPX. Objectively speaking, that means looking at the situation as a whole and not individual cases. It's the rainbow community that is in danger of going to hell if they don't change, not trads. That's not me saying that. That's the Bible and 2,000 years of constant tradition that says it. A study in the 90s showed that over 90% of Catholics use contraception. That's not the case in the SSPX and other traditional groups. It is those who practice contraception who are in danger of going to hell, not those who don't. Another study shows that 80% of Catholics do not believe in the real presence. That's heresy. But this is not the case in the SSPX and other traditional groups. It's those guilty of heresy that are in danger of going to hell, not those who aren't. And yet, another study shows that 4 out of every 5 Catholics raised in the Catholic Church leaves the Church by the age of 23. The SSPX and other traditional groups don't seem to have this problem. It is those who leave the Catholic Church that are in danger of going to hell, not those who stay. So says the Second Vatican Council itself. And by the way, if these statistics are not reflected in the SSPX and other traditional Catholic groups, that means the numbers are even higher in the mainstream Church. Clearly, something is wrong with the Novus Ordo, or mainstream Catholicism. It embraces sin, shuns piety, and destroys faith. This leads people to hell. Now, you might say, well, Jesus embraced sinners and criticized piety. He criticized false piety, and he told the sinners to sin no more. That's not what's going on here, and you know it. But do we have to take it? Are we forced to stay in a situation that is dangerous to our faith? Can we go to the Society of St. Pius X for refuge? Well, the salvation of souls is the highest law, and let's say they are in schism. They're not, but again, for the sake of argument, Canon 844.2 of the Code of Canon Law says, whenever necessity requires it or true spiritual advantage suggests it. And provided that danger of error or of indifferentism is avoided, the Christian faithful for whom it is physically or morally impossible to approach a Catholic minister are permitted to receive the sacraments of penance, Eucharist, and the anointing of the sick from non-Catholic ministers in whose churches these sacraments are valid. But the reality is they are not in schism. Their faculties are suspended ad divinis. Well, Canon 1335 says this: if a censor prohibits the celebration of the sacraments or sacramentals or the performing of acts of the power of governance, the prohibition is suspended whenever this is necessary to provide for the faithful who are in danger of death. If a lata sententia censure has not been declared, the prohibition is also suspended whenever one of the faithful requests a sacrament or a sacramental or an act of the power of governance for any just reason. It is lawful to make such a request. And since the salvation of souls is the highest law, I'd say we're covered. But John Salza says we can't go to the SSPX, and he's an expert. Well, Father Gregory Hess, who had a doctorate in canon law, said that we could, and so does common sense. And given the fact that the SSPX priests have faculties to hear confession and witness marriages with the approval of the local bishop, can we even say their faculties are suspended anymore? So yes, you can take refuge in the SSPX. And have you noticed that the loudest voices against the SSPX do not themselves attend the Novus Ordo? They either go to the FSSP, ICK, Diocesan Latin Mass, or an Eastern Catholic Church. Think of the absurdity. These Western Christians going to Eastern Catholic churches and then pointing their finger back at us. And why are these Western Christians attending Eastern churches? Because they don't want to deal with the problems in the Novus Ordo. But not everyone has these options. For a lot of people, the only alternative to the Novus Ordo is the SSPX, but their attitude seems to be, well, sucks to be you. I'm not going to subject my family to the Novus Ordo, but you have to. Well, no, you don't. Given the dismal situation in the church, its belief that pretty much everyone gets saved and it doesn't matter if you're a part of their group or not, which would clearly extend to us, otherwise it's an insane proposition, the rampant heresy, the embracing of sin, and its failure to keep people Catholic. If you want to save your soul and the souls of your family, you're better off in the SSPX. And yes, you can go. Until my next video, God bless. Thank you.